When he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble blank.
Then.
If you have a good yield, you say, we raised a big
crop.
Trenches cut by a plow.
Gully.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Clear the land.
If you cut them down to make a road through the woods to a logging camp, you say we just
build a road.
The second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
Hay.
The wheat is tied up into a
bundle.
The bundles or sheaves are piled up into a
heap.
How many sheaves are there?
Mm-mm.
We raise 40 blank of wheat to an acre. 40 blank of wheat.
40 bales.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrashing.
If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say you and
him, he.
Something we had to do today, just the two of us, we'd say, we'll have to do it. Or you'd say, separating it, you and
me.
Okay. If you are not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say the job is for
him.
If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say blank and blank are coming over.
Brother and sister.
Don't give their names. Use the pronouns, you know. Blank and blank are coming over. He and I. If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice, and so you say, it's
me.
If you're sitting here expecting some man who knocks at the door, you say, oh, it's only
him.
If it is a woman, you say
her.
If it is two people, you say it's
they.
Comparing how tall you are, you say he is not as tall as
I.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are again, you say I'm not as
tall as he.
Comparing how well you can do something, you say he can do it better than
I.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is
too far.
Mm-hmm. If something belongs to me, you say it's
mine.
If it belongs to both of us, you say it's
ours.
To them,
theirs.
To him,
his.
To her,
hers.
People have been to visit you and they are about to leave. You say to them, blank, come back again.
Do come back again.
Okay, and if you're talking to them about them, you say what? You look at them and say,
you.
Okay. Now, if somebody's been to a party and started to leave and you were asking about the wraps, you would say, where are